you're ready to take your leadership to the next level, you're in the right place. This is the Think on Purpose podcast, and I'm your host, Jen Fry. Let's dive in. It is spring near me, and I just keep looking out the window, looking at the rain, looking at the mud, and kind of feeling like it's exactly right. Because the outside, the external environment is really matching how I am feeling on the inside. Like it's this mix of anticipation for new beginnings, and I'm watching the leaves unfurl, and I'm hearing the birds, and watching the little, you know, the plants coming up through the mud. But then there's still the mud, and it's still kind of like not green yet and mucky and soft. And that is really how I'm feeling right now. So if you're in a similar place this spring, maybe it's not so much spring fever. Maybe it's more subdued this year. Maybe it's more contemplative. Maybe you're even thinking about the goals that you set at the beginning of the year. Then this episode is for you. Welcome back, everyone. I am really thinking a lot about goals right now. And I think it's because, like I was saying, that combination of sort of the weather and my current set of circumstances, of course, how I'm interpreting it, what I'm making it mean. And at the beginning of the year, I felt extremely ambitious and I set out some pretty significant goals for myself in my business, in my health and fitness, in a couple different areas of my life. And since I set those goals on January 1st, there have been a lot of changes. For example, in my health and wellness, I had a back injury back in February, and I really haven't fully recovered. So I really haven't been able to make it back to the gym consistently. And I'm really noticing the toll that that's taking on my mental health, not just the physical piece, but also the mental health. So it's like I'm feeling muddy and squishy in my body, and my brain is kind of feeling muddy and squishy. Like, this is not what I thought this year would look like. This isn't where I thought I would be at this point. But also, I can feel myself kind of coming out of it a little bit because I had this sort of, idea or realization, I suppose, that actually, if I set my goals for 2024 starting today, yes, for sure, it's a new quarter, it's a new month. So often that timing feels really good to me. But also, 1 year from now, it'll still be a brand new year. We don't actually have to wait for the Monday or the start of the quarter or the start of the year. And somehow that realization really set in for me today as I was thinking that instead of waiting, I could actually just start now. I could actually just start right now from exactly where I am today. And that feels really hopeful. That feels like spring to me in the spring that I'm in right now. So I think the point that I'm trying to make is that we don't actually have to start on January 1st. We don't have to follow the calendar or the quarter or the month. We could just decide today is the perfect day to start a resolution or a goal or a brand new beginning. So that's what I want to offer you today. And there's kind of a couple of things I've been thinking about. One is this perspective shift as it relates to time. Sometimes I get so time bound, like it has to be a Monday or it has to be the start of the year or that there's some sort of calendar that makes it the right time. And actually, that's not even true. Like I could decide today is the start of my new year. So I think what I want to offer is some flexibility that you get to decide what the timing is. And maybe you have some constraints based on your financial, your fiscal year at work, or the school year. But also, even with that, we still get to decide what is our new beginning? When do we start? Whether that's a business goal, whether that's a project, whether that's like me coming back into my health and wellness and really picking that up, we get to decide. And I think it's a big perspective shift of moving away from the calendar and more into like an internal guidance. So that's the first thing I want to offer. And that's one of the shifts that I notice I'm making within myself this spring. The second thing I'm noticing is really embracing this idea of like being in the in-between. It's not summer, it's not winter. I'm in this in-between. It's that muddiness that just keeps coming up for me. And we look at like the little buds and the blooms and these signs of spring, but there's also an ending. I see like the snow receding and the ice is melting and this kind of this combination of beginnings and endings is like really hitting home for me. Not only do I have a student who's a high schooler who's graduating and going off to college in just a couple of months, but I also have an eighth grader graduating from eighth grade, moving out of middle school into high school. This is the first time that I'll have kids only in high school. And that change feels like a shift. Like being a parent of only high schoolers feels different. Letting go of my oldest feels different. So I'm noticing with every beginning, there's also an ending. And there's some both relief in that, but also there's some sadness as I'm watching those endings happening. And I'm part of it, right? And I talked to you about this in a previous podcast where I mentioned that coaching contract had ended. And for sure, I know that ending will mean new beginnings. I just don't know what they are yet. So the other reflection that I'm really noticing is this idea of we have to be in both seasons. We have to have the mud in order to get to the growth, in order to reap the reward. We don't just get to sit in the good stuff all the time. But even as I'm saying that, like the muddy stuff is kind of the good stuff. Like, and I'm thinking about times at work where my team and I struggled and we like worked through something and it was hard and we didn't quite know where it would land. But on the other side of that felt this closeness and this bond and this sense of accomplishment. That's where I'm at right now. It's still just kind of in this muddy place, this ambiguity and sitting in it and allowing it while also really bringing in these aspects of spring and letting myself experience both. So hopefully this is helpful to anyone that's encountering similar things, whether it's work, personal, in your leadership journey, recognizing that we get to bring our full selves and we get to have all of it as part of our human experiences. So I would just love to know, like, what is the start of your new year? How are you feeling this spring? And like, what are the possibilities, the opportunities that you're seeing? What are the endings that you're seeing as well? If you would like to, let me know what you're thinking about these things. I'd love to hear from you. But also, these are great journal reflections just to consider moving into this new season. What's possible for you? Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Hey, don't forget to like and follow me on Instagram at jen.fry.coaching, where we share more tips, more personal stories, and continue our journey to think on purpose. And if you like today's episode, click those three dots and share it with a friend.